Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Greg Goosen. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second, the right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Bresciud tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lanier for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher juggles the ball. That's an error on Fisher. McCovey moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Bob Pretty now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda is hit by the pitch. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bressoud picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bressoud. Fuentes moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher has Fuentes trapped. There's the throw to Boyer and over to Goosen, who tags Fuentes for the out. Henderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Crane Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Priddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Priddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Priddy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Priddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Larry Miller now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Johnson now playing left field. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Ron Swoboda. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow pinch hits for Greg Goosen. Sean Fitzmaurice pinch runs for Chuck Hiller. Billy Heft now pitching. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Al Luplow. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fitzmaurice. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Fitzmaurice steals second. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Darryl Sutherland. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fitzmaurice scores. Taylor moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Johnny Lewis pinch runs for Hawk Taylor. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Lewis scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Harrelson steals home. It's 5-3, Mets. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bresud hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sean Fitzmaurice now playing left field. Rob Gardner now pitching. Jerry Grote now catching. Johnny Lewis now playing right field. Jim Hickman and Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mason pinch runs for Jack Hyatt. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mason moves to third. Jim Rahart pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Jim Rahart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mason scores. Davenport moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Jim Rahart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Berta pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.